This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We return now to the divided and war-torn nation of Libya. Assorted reports from around Benghazi and the Libyan oil facilities in the city of Sirte say combat is underway as French special forces deal with Islamist militias trying to capture key oil assets, while ISIS has beheaded 12 combatants in the western city of Sabathra. The most stable part of the country is around Benghazi, and during a CNN-hosted town hall event in South Carolina this week, Hillary Clinton expressed the hope that the whole country might soon enjoy Benghazi's relative peace.
I go back to this point. They had an election, and it was a good election. It was a fair election. It met international standards. That was an amazing accomplishment for a nation that had been so deprived for so long. This doesn't happen overnight. And yes, it's been a couple of years. I think it's worth European support, Arab support, American support to try to help the Libyan people realize the dream that they had when they went after Gaddafi.
So Benghazi may be stable, according to Hillary Clinton, but Tripoli is quite another story, so says Libyan journalist Rami Musa, who's reporting for the Associated Press.
Many parts of Benghazi have been liberated. Tripoli is under the control of Islamist militias, so they haven't gotten any conflict yet with the extremist groups such as ISIS. And that's why currently the international community is planning towards having a unifying government with a unifying force that could capture Tripoli from the Islamist militias and force ISIS out of Libya altogether.
Is that what you would say is the Libyan people's dream right now, this restoration of a unified Libya with the Islamists out of the country?
Yes, basically everyone have been looking forward for this. And since 2011, security situation have been worsening. And so what people are really looking at now in terms of priorities is restoring security and ending militia rule, especially in Tripoli and other parts of the West, and getting rid of the extremist and terrorist groups, ISIS and Ansar al-Sharia, and basically fix the economy. So these three are kind of interconnected. So first, we need to form a unified force and build an army to deal with the extremist group in different parts of the country, including central Libya, where the former Gaddafi stronghold Sirte. The ISIS group in Sirte have been attacking the oil fields, and they have destroyed many of the oil ports and oil field and storage areas. So the security situation is the priority in terms of the Libyan people's demand.
And let's talk about foreign intervention for a moment before we go. There's certainly the involvement of Western governments, but some sources in the Middle East say that the Egyptians could end this tomorrow, and they're really the key to the ending of Islamist involvement, and they haven't really played their cards yet.
Yes, in terms of international military intervention, and especially from Egypt and France and elsewhere, the idea is whether should they interfere now or wait till we form a unifying government so they can help a Libyan army stand back on its feet. But the problem is ISIS is expanding while we've been waiting for 6 months to form this government. So now these countries, including France and Egypt, are attempting to start their own individual initiative, sending in special forces to help local military forces to tackle and defeat ISIS on a local level. But this isn't the perfect solution for all of Libya, because now you will have fragmented forces across the country. So what we need is a unifying command group, and that will build a unified army.
The challenges facing the Libyans who do have, as Rami Musa says, a dream of unification. Rami Musa is a Libyan journalist reporting for the Associated Press. He spoke to us from Benghazi. Rami, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.